Bristles?
Sure, okay. And some of these hogs, they have these long teeth. Any idea what you're kind of wondering?
Yeah.
Same thing as tough would have.
Tough?
Sure, okay. You ever heard people call them tush or tushes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for a hog?
For an elephant, I have.
Okay. I don't know if they say that, they would call them. Would it be tush or tushes?
Tush.
Okay. And the thing that you pour feed in for a hog, the long wooden thing.
The trough?
Yeah. And more than one, you say you had two.
Troughs.
Okay. You ever heard of any hogs around here getting loose and going on wild?
No.
Okay. You have any idea what you, if you had to call something, you know, a hog was going on wild, what would you call it?
Wild
hog. Okay. Ever heard of a razorback?
No.
Okay. What about the noise that a calf makes? Maybe if it's hungry, you'd say, listen to that calf.
Moo.
Okay. And what about a cow? If it was hungry or wanted to be milked, they listen to that cow.
Moo.
All right. Or a horse. What kind of horse would you say?
Would that be livestock?
I would have said livestock for something like horses and cattle,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Would you ever say fowl?
Or chickens?
Yeah, feather
down. No, I don't
know. Okay. What about a chicken that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something? That would be
a hen.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard it called a setting hen?
Yes.
Did you say that one?
A setting hen.
Okay. And a place where chickens would live, where they would stay.
A hen house.
Yeah, okay. Would you ever take anything like maybe that you would put, you've probably seen these things, trucks carrying around, they've been stacked up with these wooden crate-like things, you know, with bars, and you got one or two chickens in each one. You ever seen anything like that?
I've seen them.
Yeah. Any idea what you would call one of those little things?
No.
Would it be like, how would you say a COOP?
Coop, yeah. Yeah.
Would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chicken coop.
And say if you were frying some chicken, there's usually a piece that children like to get. So they want to get hold one end of it, let it hold another end, and then pull it apart. The one bone is a little bit longer than the other.
Oh, the wishbone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is supposed to happen there? I mean, what's supposed to be the deal?
I guess they make a wish, and whoever comes out with the biggest piece,
gets the wish. Okay. Have you ever heard the inside parts of a hog that you could eat, but might not necessarily? Something like a heart, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
The heart.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people use the word haslet or harslet or hashlet?
No.
Okay. What about the parts of a hog? Used to, people would take them, get rid of the small intestines, take them and clean them out, and you could cook those things and eat them.
Chitlins?
Yeah, sure. What about this expression? Say, if a farmer is getting kind of late in the day, and his animals are getting hungry, and he hears them start carrying on, you might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to